Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. Here we go. This show is for you. It's to educate you and give you the information you need to beat the insurance company on your injury claim. You know we're injury attorneys and we've been doing these shows for a long time. You can get the podcast of any of our shows on our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's the name of our website, championsofthepeople.com. Or you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Now, all of our books are on our website. We've written 6 books now that has a lot of information in these books. And guess what? They're free. It's a no-brainer. You can get on our website, championsofthepeople.com, and you can download an e-copy for free. Or if you want a hard copy, all you have to do is call our law firm at 303-795-5900, 795-5900, and we'll send you a hard copy free. And in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. We're glad to do it. That's why we write the books. We have a book on hit and run. We have a book on legal game plan. We have a book on strategies. We have a book on workers' compensation if you've been injured on the job. Brad and I have done cases across the state of Colorado, all 4 corners of the state for over 30 years. We can help you put your life back together again because an injury, let's face it, an injury affects not only you, the injured person, but also the entire family and family structure. So, sometimes you're taken out of your game plan. Sometimes you can't work when you have an injury. And you need your own game plan. If you come to see us, we'll give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. Okay, today we're talking about the drug Xarelto. Xarelto is a blood thinner. And the manufacturer of it has significantly just come out with some new warnings. And what does all this mean? So Xarelto is a drug that doctors prescribe for thinning your blood. You can get involved in these cases. You can get involved in these MDLs. And so, Brad, let's explain to everybody what an MDL is. Basically, how does it work? Because I think a lot of people say, "Well, you know, I can't fight a drug company. They're too big. They're too powerful. They have too much money." And yes, you can.
Sure. And MDL is known as multi-district litigation. What happens is if an entity starts having a lot of lawsuits filed against them, or there are a lot of lawsuits being filed throughout the nation, they'll put the lawsuits together for the purposes of conducting discovery, while the case probably, if it goes to trial, will be kicked back to your jurisdiction for its own trial. So I said a lot there, and basically what I'm talking about is you'll have the particular multi-district litigation. They'll assign all the discovery to one court. Well, usually it's federal court, one federal court, or maybe a couple of different federal courts in different districts where all the cases are assigned to that particular courtroom for the purposes of carrying out discovery, where you get to find out what the manufacturers knew about Xarelto, what kind of warnings they were giving, what they knew about the results of people taking Xarelto and how Xarelto was affecting people and what they were learning about how they were affecting people who were taking other medications. And the discovery will be carried out in that situation. Certain trials will occur in different locations through that multi-district litigation, and they'll see whether or not they can get resolution of the cases through some kind of settlement through the MDL. However, if settlement doesn't occur, or if certain cases can't reach settlement, or if the manufacturer is unwilling to settle, or the lawyers who are heading up that particular district area litigation can't agree to a settlement, then the cases come back to the original jurisdiction where they were filed for the purposes of trying the case. It's a speedy and efficient way to carry out discovery. And as Gary said, you think you can't fight a big company like Bayer, who is behind Xarelto, that owns Xarelto, or who markets Xarelto. You don't think you can beat them. You don't think you can fight them. They have millions and billions of dollars to fight you, and they'll put you through every little avenue of discovery to attack you. You can't afford that. The cost alone would be so exorbitant, you wouldn't be able to afford it. So that's why you go through the district litigation where you may have thousands of plaintiffs who have brought the cases, who are joining together to carry out the the discovery, the depositions, the written discovery, the production of documents, the researching and reading through the documents, the science of having to learn whether or not the warnings are adequate and whether or not there was knowledge of these warnings or these problems prior to the warnings being given and put on the label. So you'll have all that being done with thousands of people contributing towards the cost rather than it just being one lawsuit.
Right. So the message is, the takeaway is so far in this program is that you can do this. You can win this war. We can help you. Bell and Pollock, you can call us anytime. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. And you can contact us through our website. There's an easy form that you can fill out to give us your question or inquiry or request. So you can win this war. What is the war? It's on this one we're talking about is Xarelto. There are other drugs and pharmaceutical drugs and medical devices that we work on as well. But today we're talking about Xarelto. And one of the significant things about Xarelto is a new warning has been placed through the FDA by the company. Why is that so significant? Because when they give a new warning, and we're going to go through the warning later in the show today, when they give a new warning, they understand that something has gone wrong in the years and months and years preceding the new warning. They gave the original warning, but now they have to give a new warning. And so that can help you legally to recover. I mean, this is a very serious situation. Sometimes, I mean, this causes internal bleeding, all right? And the statistics in this area are kind of overwhelming when you look at them, that like less than 10% of the population take Xarelto or Pradaxa. We're talking about Pradaxa as well, but we keep mentioning Xarelto. Less than 10% of the population takes it, but about, according to the federal government, about 90% of the reported injuries and deaths relate to the Xarelto Pradaxa problem. So, Brad, let's cover some of the symptoms that you get when you take the Xarelto that you need to look out for. And if you have a loved one, and we're sorry if they passed away, if they died, we do those cases. If you have a loved one that's been injured, let's look at these symptoms and see what we're talking about with regard to these drugs.
Sure. You've got to be careful about what's going to happen with the symptoms and what you're dealing with. Normally, the label itself is going to talk about whether or not you have bloody or black or tar-like bowel movements, if you have blood in your urine, if you're coughing up blood, if you're vomiting blood, those top ones, when they talk about it just regularly, are symptoms that we in the legal field, when dealing with these cases, consider very important, because they're talking about bleeding in the stomach. They're talking about uncontrolled bleeding. And they're talking about the vomiting and the fact that you don't have the blood being controlled and the bleeding is not stopping. It's the same thing with nosebleeds. If you're suddenly just having nosebleeds while you're on Xarelto, you need to take action right away, or Pradaxa, because it's once again a very important symptom that you have to understand. What we're dealing with is Xarelto is a blood thinner. And so you have to start with that idea. Xarelto is a blood thinner. And why do we want blood thinners? Because when we deal with blood clots, sometimes they're good ideas, sometimes they're bad. We all know, everybody out there knows that your blood will clot. If you've had the slightest little cut on your arm, on your hand, anywhere in your body, you'll note that it bleeds for a while and then the blood clots. And that's what we talk about, blood clotting. And it's important that your blood clots. If your blood does not clot, then you have uncontrolled bleeding, and that uncontrolled bleeding will cause death eventually. So the reverse side is, if you have blood clots in the wrong places, that are building up in the wrong places, and those blood clots then don't dissolve and they detach from and float through your system, then they can clot the blood that is running through your veins or your arteries and cause you not to get blood to essential organs. And so you don't want the blood clot to get to float through the veins or the arteries into a place where it's going to block blood to an essential organ. A lot of times it's blocking blood to either the brain causing a stroke, or it's blocking blood to the heart causing a heart attack. And these are very layman terms, believe me, but I think it's best that we deal in layman terms. So what Xarelto and Pradaxa are meant to do, they're usually given to people elderly, they're in their older ages, and when I say that, I mean 16 above, but they're that have gone through some kind of surgery or some kind of medical care procedure where you don't want a blood clot to occur, and you want to get to that blood clot either not to occur or to dissolve, and that's really what Xarelto and Pradaxa are doing.
You know, if you have a loved one that's been injured or killed, and we're sorry about that, you can give us a call, 303-795-5900. If you know somebody's been taking Xarelto or Pradaxa and they've had injuries and they're still living, you can give us a call at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can win this war. You have to understand the symptoms. You have to understand the drugs they're taking. And there's a new warning that we're going to cover later in the show today that was placed on Xarelto, the Xarelto drugs. And the new warning is very, very significant legally. And so we're going to be talking about that as well. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, our law firm is Bell and Pollack. If you or a loved one have been injured or killed, I'm so sorry. Give us a call at 303-795-5900, and we'll help you. Right after the break, we're going to be talking about why are these blood thinners so dangerous and what can you do about it. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, Bell and Pollack will be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollack legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollack, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back. Here we go. The Bell & Pollack Legal Show, the only show of its kind. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. We've been in business for over 30 years. We formed our law firm in 1984 with a vision of helping people, helping individuals to fight the odds, to fight the big companies, to fight the insurance companies that try to beat their insurance claims, their injury claims. You need information. You need training. You need to know what your rights are. That's one of the reasons we do these shows. Don't you think the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies and the drug companies have their own attorneys? Don't you think the insurance companies, when you're in a car crash, have their own attorneys and their own doctors? Who do you have? You can call us, Bell & Pollack. Welcome to our family, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. So why are blood thinners, we're talking about Xarelto and Pradaxa today, why are blood thinners so dangerous? Blood thinners, they interrupt the blood clotting process. Sometimes the doctors want that to happen, but sometimes it can be very dangerous. Many of these drug companies do not give adequate warnings. What does that mean? They don't put warnings on the label. Some of them don't put warnings on the label because they have internal memos that say if we put the warnings on the label, we're not going to sell this product. I know you heard what I just said. Some of them don't put the warnings on the labels that it could cause this or that or this or that because they say in internal memos in writing that we're not going to be able to sell the product, so let's don't put the warning on there. And then they set aside the money, right, for later lawsuits and claims. That's pretty devastating what we just said. All right, why are blood thinners so dangerous? So some of the things they can cause, you know, brain hemorrhaging, death, gastrointestinal bleeding, internal bleeding, vaginal bleeding, liver bleeding, all kinds of internal bleeding. You know, you can have a stroke. There's a couple of different kinds of stroke, hemorrhagic and ischemic. You can have a stroke. And so if somebody in your family has been taking Xarelto or Pradaxa and this has happened to them, you need to give us a call at 303-795-5900. So, Brad, let's talk some more about these symptoms, what people need to look for, and give us a call if they see this or have this.
Well, yeah, and you know, the point of it is when you start talking about having a new label put on. The question is, was this information that was known prior to the label even coming out, or known for quite some time while the drug was being sold, that for some reason or another, and I can tell you the real reason, the manufacturer decided not to put it on the label. And we know the real reason, or we understand the reason the manufacturer decided not to put it on the real label or on the label earlier, was because it would have decreased or inhibited the amount of sales that were going to happen. And when you start having that kind of problem, they are selling the drug to become billionaires. That's their intent, is to become billionaires. They think they found something that'll make them billionaires, and they don't want to put something out on a label that's going to cause people to start passing the word around. And today, and in today's world with social media, things can get around, Gary. And they don't want that to go out that's going to cause them not to get sales.
Right. You know, and you can look on social media, but this applies to so many drugs, and we represent people. I mean, if you take Taxotere, that's a drug that ladies and women use for breast cancer, and it's been shown and proven that it makes you lose your hair permanently. So Taxotere is a drug. So we're talking about Xarelto and Pradaxa today, but that's not the whole menu of drugs that we know about, that we talk about, that we do radio shows about. Okay, so I just gave you another example of Taxotere. There's another one called Esure, E-S-S-U-R-E, Esure. It's women's birth control. If you could see the pictures and the results of some of these devastating outcomes, you will understand what we're talking about. You will understand that these companies do not properly or adequately warn you or your doctor about what's going to happen. Okay, some of the symptoms can also include, we talked about uncontrolled internal bleeding, but if you have muscle pain, you know, vomiting, numbness, tingling, liver problems, bruising, strokes, and they've been taking Xarelto, or you've been taking Xarelto, or your family member's been taking Xarelto, you can call us at 303-795-5900. And you know, Brad, there's a couple of MDLs right now. That stands for multi-district litigation, MDLs. Those are the legal words. That one's in Philadelphia, one's in Louisiana. You can become part of the mass movement, right? And then you can be paid legitimately for your claims.
Sure. You need to watch for weakness. You need to watch for tiredness. Obviously, bleeding gums. Like I said before, nosebleeds. Where you're coughing up blood, or where you have blood in your urine, these are all signs that you're not having the necessary coagulation of your blood to stop bleeding that has occurred within your body, and that's where you start having problems, because Xarelto is doing a very good job of keeping the blood from coagulating. The problem that they found with Xarelto, as much as anything, is that the manufacturers went out and put this drug on the market, and it's a drug that they really don't have much of an idea of how much you should be getting. They can't figure out how much you should be getting. The dosage is somewhat a mystery to them, and because the dosage is a mystery, it's kind of like a trial and error, I guess, when you're being prescribed the drug, and your doctor has to recognize this. You have to recognize it, and as Gary said earlier, you have to recognize it when you're dealing with certain other drugs that you might be taking, because it's very important that you know what drugs you're taking and you understand what drugs you're taking. I mean, the newest label warning tells you that concomitant use of other drugs that impair hemostasis. Okay, now, I would like to know how many of you know what hemostasis is. When you're sitting there, so you're going to get this drug. It's going to have a warning on it, and it says it impairs hemostasis. Now, okay, why wasn't this on there before? And the bottom line is, if you're being told don't take inhibitors and don't take hemostasis, do you even understand what it is? Or any concomitant use of another drug that impairs hemostasis. Hemostasis is the stopping of a flow of blood. So Xarelto need to have been telling you, which it hadn't been telling you, is that really you can't take anything else that's going to impair the flow of blood, or that's is going to stop the flow of blood. You can't take anything else while you're taking Xarelto until you get this dosage figured out.
Right. The new warning just came out from the FDA. And if you think the FDA is there to protect you and everything's going to be okay, then you're misguided. You don't have the correct information. The government agency has little limited authority and more limited authority within the past 4 years after the Congress passed a new law. We're not going to go into that today, but do not sit there and think that the government's going to protect you or take care of you, even though these drug companies have to report certain things to the government. The new safety warning labels in English language, and Brad just made a great point. They give a warning, but they talk about medical terms, you know, proton pump inhibitors and all kinds of medical terms, homeostasis, right? So you need to understand the warning, and doctor needs to be told the warning by the drug manufacturers, but they don't give the warning. That creates the problem in the beginning, and then you have somebody has internal bleeding, a stroke, ischemic, hemorrhagic stroke, and it can be very dangerous and lethal, as we know. So, and then Brad mentioned a minute ago that the new safety warning label says you can't take Xarelto, right, with either aspirin or Plavix. It may lead to the increased risk of an adverse medical event. Think about what we said earlier. 10%, only 10% or less of the population takes Xarelto, and reportedly it leads to 90% of the reported, we don't know what the non-reported is, of the reported injuries and deaths to the FDA. So, we got a break coming up, but right after the break, we're going to explain to you what this new warning's about, how it works for you legally, and what an INR is, an INR, and why do you care? Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, Bell and Pollack, our law firm, we are injury attorneys. We do all these kind of cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for years. We formed our law firm in 1984. You can see us for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan, because your enemy, the insurance company, your adversary, the insurance company, and or these drug companies are well prepared. They have their own strategy. You can have your strategy as well. 303-795-5900. Bell and Pollack will be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollack legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollack, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Injury Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. We do these injury shows to give you the information you need to fight the insurance companies and fight these drug companies. Bell and Pollack, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Call us. All of our books are there. Okay, Brad, let's talk about this new safety warning label where Bayer's come out and Bayer says if you take Xarelto and if you also take it concomitantly, meaning simultaneously at the same time with other drugs, you know, like aspirin or Plavix, it can lead to very dangerous side effects.
Right. And once again, you would expect, and I know all of you are sitting there saying, well, my doctor would tell me that, wouldn't they? Wouldn't whoever, and maybe even the person who's giving you the drug, the pharmacist, is going to tell you that. Well, all those people have to also rely on the information that's provided to them by the drug manufacturer. And once again, the drug, Xarelto isn't a painkiller. It doesn't do anything for the pain that you may have in your body, even if you have headaches. So it's not rare or it's not uncommon to think that somebody who's on a regular dosage of Xarelto may also be taking other drugs of some type. some other types of inhibitors, some types of painkillers, and they may do it from time to time. So you're on a regular regimen of Xarelto for one reason or another, and you wake up one day or you're going around and you have a sore muscle or you have a sore pain or you have a headache, and you go to the ibuprofen and you think certainly there couldn't be anything wrong with having an ibuprofen. Well, there is if you're on Xarelto. And it can lead to some very dire consequences. So, you know, what you have to understand is that the importance of putting this on the label and people being able to read on the label, and wait a minute, I can't take this, these drugs together, is very important. You have to be able to find this out, and it should be clear on the drugs you purchase, on the very labels that you get them. And you've got to read those labels. Now, reading a label is very, very difficult times because you pull it out and you start reading it and it's hard to tell what it is. It's important that if you've read it, that you contact your doctor, that you contact medical professionals and ask them exactly what these things are and get the full information of what they are, because the drug manufacturers are putting on labels that they think, and that sometimes the courts will agree, sometimes they won't, but sometimes the courts will agree that these are adequate labeling. And next thing you know, you don't have a case because you've taken something that they've said not to take. But in this situation, Xarelto is putting on these new warnings for a drug they've been selling for years. Well, why weren't these warnings put on to begin with?
Perfect question. I mean, here you have the warning. So now we have a new warning on a drug where it's made billions of dollars, and a new warning. And why the new warning? Pressure, lawsuits, claims. The warning should have been there to begin with. And then, so, you know, this is so eye-opening, because what is an INR test? International Normalized Ratio. International Normalized Ratio. What does it mean? Because you're saying, well, can't the doctor give me a lab test or a blood test to determine if I have dangerous levels of blood thinners in my system? And with the use of Xarelto in certain circumstances, you can't. And the INR test is not going to be accurate. What is the INR test? It determines how fast a person's blood is coagulates, clots. Wouldn't you like to know how fast the blood clots? It's very, very important. And if you can't get a proper lab test like an INR, proper, adequate, truthful reading, and your doctor can't get it, what are you going to do? You're probably going to continue to take the drugs or think it's safe. Now we have a brand new warning after years of marketing this drug, Xarelto, that says you can't take it with aspirin, Plavix, and there's other medical terminology in there as well. You can call us anytime. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people, and we champion people's causes. Give us a call anytime, 303-795-5900. 5900. We will help you. We'll see you next week.